you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. So good to see you, I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you, we're glad you're here.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me, let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, July 28th, 2021, and it's Wednesday, which means it's the Prime Life Times in Review, and oftentimes, Marianne, we have a content contributor, somebody that's authored either a story or an article, and this is the case today. But wait, there's more. We have a special guest, and had I known beforehand that she loves pickles and chocolate, she happens to be, did you say 15 weeks pregnant?
That's right.
All right. So this is a special guest that's pregnant. So we have an additional guest in the studio with us.
That's
do you know
right.
if it's a boy or girl yet?
I do not.
I do not. Okay. You will be on pins and needles. Well, we were sharing some stories about being pregnant. Well, I couldn't share any stories, but you three ladies
I'm glad
were
you
able
didn't
to.
Try.
Yeah. And pickles became a topic and chocolate and other things.
Well, so. Congratulations, Stacy.
Thank you.
So we have Stacy Deckard in the studio with us. She's the administrator of Amber Glen, and you've seen them in our publication, the Prime Life Times. And oftentimes we've had Karen Gert in the studio with us reading an article, and that's the case today. So, Karen, thank you for joining us again.
Thank you for having me. I always enjoy coming and chatting with the two of you.
Thank you.
Now, Stacy, you've been in this new role as the administrator at Amber Glen. Formerly, you were the business office manager at Sugar Creek in Bloomington, so a shout-out to our Bloomington listeners. But you've been brought over to the greater Champaign-Urbana area to administrate at Amber Glen, and you've been there a few months. So how's the adjustment? You're meeting the staff. You have oversight. But I know with Karen on your team and your heart for the senior and the unique work that Amber Glen is doing, how are you adjusting?
I'm adjusting very well. I think with COVID, healthcare is different in general, so it takes a little bit more adjusting just considering the circumstances around healthcare right now. But I've been adjusting, you know, just trying to meet the staff, just trying to get my hold on things, and just hopefully can get out in the area and meet the community as well.
Oh, that's great. Well, you guys really have gone through a lot through COVID, the entire healthcare industry, so thank you.
And I know we were talking off air that there's always a need for great workers, people with a heart for serving, people with either a healthcare background or those that love to be caretakers. And I think, Marianne, of the myriad of listeners that we have that are so great at hospitality or serving or assisting others, how would somebody find out today they're listening and they're like, I would love to have a part-time role as a caregiver or assisting. Is there a website or a phone number they could call to say, hey, maybe you could utilize my services and I could be compensated for something I love doing?
So they could go through Indeed. We don't have paper applications, but you could always apply on the JEA website, which is www.jeaseniorliving.com. Or you could go through Indeed and find our ad that's running and apply that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's JEA. seniorliving.com. You can find out more information there. And maybe this is one of those divine appointments where you're looking for gainful employment, you have the heart to serve, or you have some healthcare background, and maybe you'll be a perfect fit to work at Amber Glen right here in Urbana.
You know, it just occurred to me that there's probably people who have for a long time wanted to get into a different field or explore that, and maybe even healthcare, but felt like, oh, I'll never get in. There's no openings. And this is the perfect time in our society because there's so many job openings everywhere to explore a new field.
Now, Stacy, you have this role as administrator. And what I love about Stacy and guests like Stacy, the reluctant people that don't want to be on the radio, they don't want to be featured or highlighted, but we have you here because we wanted to welcome you to the greater Champaign-Urbana area. And you have a strategic position with Amber Glen. But tell our listeners just a little about Amber Glen and what services you provide and how you're very unique in what you offer the people that are experiencing memory loss.
So we're a standalone memory unit, which is special for us because it's all we do. It's all we know. It's just what we do. We really center our days around the residents with life stories, just filling their days with meaningful activities for them. And just kind of meeting them where they are in the disease process. We have people that are beginning stages. We have people that are late stages. So it's really all about tailoring their day to, you know, their life story or making their days meaningful.
Wow.
Now, I think you said earlier that you began in the healthcare industry at the age of like 16. So
wow.
Was that something that your family or who was influential in introducing you to healthcare and then the fact that you've stayed with it these many years? Now, I'm not sure actually how old you are, but starting at 16,
yeah.
You know, you've been
yeah.
in it for some years.
Yeah. I've been in it for 20.
Okay.
So I did start when I was 16. My grandma was really the only one in the healthcare industry. She was a caregiver, CNA, her whole career. So really, it wasn't really family exposure. I had always told myself growing up that I wanted to be a kindergarten teacher. That was kind of my dream growing up. But then I realized that I really like to help people and I like to give back. So when I was 16, I went through a vocational school and got my CNA license.
Now, yeah. Is your grandmother still alive?
She is.
Let's do a little shout out for Grandma.
Aww.
We have a lot of grandmas that tune in and listen
yes.
to our broadcast. Where does she live? And tell me something special about her.
She lives in Danville.
Okay, that's nearby.
So she lives there. She's been there her whole life, pretty much. And she worked at Vermilion Manor pretty much all of her career. So,
all right.
Thank you, God, for grandmas. I think we can all testify to the influence that they have. And
yeah.
so many of our listeners are seniors, and shout outs to the
yeah.
legacy that they've left us and how they provided and been a part of the great generation and,
mm-hmm.
you know, have modeled to us character and abilities and really have laid the groundwork for this nation. We're totally indebted to our seniors, and grandmas mm-hmm. have great influence. So grandmas, we appreciate your prayers and your influence and grandpas too.
Yeah, a special hello to Stacy's grandma.
Yeah. All right. So, Karen, we've had you in the studio before. You've written a number of articles helping us learn how to best minister to people that are maybe experiencing memory loss or tips or techniques or how to be an effective caregiver, how to be sensitive to their world because they're looking at things maybe through different lenses. And I love your ad that's in the August edition. In fact, we're doing something a little different today. It's still July, and we realize that, but our
we
August
do realize
edition,
that.
Yeah.
We know where we are.
We know where we are. But the August edition is coming out tomorrow and
yeah.
the next day, and so it'll be delivered. And we thought with Karen in the studio, and she has a great article in August edition, that we're going to have her read that. So you're getting a sneak preview on what's in the August edition of the
Prime
White
Times. But you were starting
to
talk about the ad.
Oh, yeah. So the ad, what's interesting about their ad in the August edition, it's a great checklist. It's something that you can walk through
mm-hmm.
with
it really
family
is.
Members. It raises awareness of different areas that I never thought about that. Or, oh, yes, this is showing that there is some level of memory loss or just different tips and different things to be aware of. And so if you look in the August edition of the Prime Lifetimes, you'll see an Amber Glenn advertisement. It's a half page, and it gives you a lot of things to walk through, to think about, to discuss, and to be aware of.
Well, I think that the Amber Glenn ads have been more than just ads. They've been very beneficial, even like the one about veterans and the extra benefits you give to veterans, and then the checklist one that's in August. They're helpful ads.
Mm-hmm. So Karen Gert, you've done this before. You wrote an article, and we appreciate it. It's going to be in the August edition of the Prime Lifetimes. It's celebrating senior citizens.
And we were just talking about that with Stacy's grandmother, so it really
yeah,
kind of
true.
Fits. And to celebrating senior citizens during the month of August. So did you know the month of August hosts National Senior Citizen Day, thereby presenting a wonderful opportunity to honor and respect the elders in our life all month long, but specifically on August 21st.
And I would venture to say, not just even that day or that month, but all year
well,
long
that's true.
Throughout their lifetimes.
That's true. But this is a great reminder of
yes.
focus, I think.
And yeah. speaking of reminders, I'm going to give this to my daughters because...
Oh, that's funny. I never thought about that. That's
so
great.
So that they can remember this.
Yeah.
Anyway, so here's some ideas to celebrate and honor seniors on National Senior Citizen Day. First of all, take a few minutes to reflect on contributions of seniors in your life made for you and find ways to support and thank them for everything they have done. It's also a good time to examine your relationship with the seniors in your life. Consider using this day to visit the elders in your family, be it your grandparents or great uncle or great aunt, and spend quality time with them. Listen to their life stories, take them out to their favorite restaurant, or cook them a delicious meal. The most important thing is to communicate how much you appreciate them. So here are some other things. You could volunteer or visit assisted living communities.
Hey, wait, I want to stop. Somebody's okay. Driving to work. Somebody's, you know, in the midst of breakfast. Take out your pen or pencil. Get a little notepad because Karen's going to relay some different bullet points, ideas, some things you should be aware of.
So volunteer or visit assisted living communities, nursing homes, or senior centers. Contact the staff of these centers and ask how you can help. Perhaps they will encourage you to volunteer with Meals on Wheels or create toiletry kits to distribute to seniors in need. They might ask you to use your knowledge to teach a class to older people. While you're there, take a moment to smile and say hi to the residents who don't have visitors and listen to their stories and share some of yours.
You know, what's so unique about this possibility is anyone can do it. Just a visit to a senior center can have a profound impact. Just sitting with somebody and smiling and bringing up memories or asking them about their life story or just being a conversational partner with them.
You know, I was at a nursing home once and I saw this woman who was going from room to room. She had like 7 rooms she went to, and she sat and talked with each person for a while. And I asked one of the staff, I said, is like she a family member of someone? You know, is she like, they said, no. She just comes every week and just visits with these 7 people, and they love it. And I was just very touched.
Well, and volunteers. So she was playing a volunteer role.
Yeah,
and
she was.
I think that is excellent to be able to, for assisted living communities like ours, to be able to draw in and engage community volunteers.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Marianne, you're going to hear more about this, but there's Senior Services of Central Illinois located in Springfield, about a half a block from the WLUJ studios.
Oh.
And I was there last week, and they gave me a tour of the facilities
okay.
and all the
you
services they provide.
No,
no but I qualify for the senior discounted lunch now. So
oh,
I told
you?
The staff, hey, we got to go over there and eat at noontime.
Okay. Y'all can bring some back here.
But they provide a lot of services for seniors, and it's so great that
That's
there
good.
Are organizations
yeah, yeah.
that do that.
So interview senior citizens about their life, thank them for their contribution, and learn about their concerns. Some are veterans and have fought bravely for our country. Others were teachers who may have assisted you during your formative years. Think of all of the historical events that seniors experienced. They were around during world wars and assassinations. They saw the invention and development of the car and the telephone. They may have lived in homes without running water or electricity. They might need items brought down from their attic or someone to take donations to the local Salvation Army. Even completing small tasks can be a big help. Maybe the senior living in your neighborhood needs help. Take meals or help them around the house. Do they need rides to the doctor's office? Help with their yard or snow removal. They might need items brought down from their attic or someone to take donations to the Salvation Army. Even completing small tasks can help.
You know, again, this is just something that almost anyone can do. And I was thinking with the visits to the senior center, again, it's almost something that anyone can do. And I think on some of these visits, like if an older person brings a grandchild or their children, seniors love youthful activities
yeah,
and watching
true.
Them interact or bring a pet. Some centers will allow there to be an animal or a cat that can be
right.
brought in, and just another way that you can connect with these seniors.
Well, you know, I think on National Senior Citizens Month or Day, it is really true that people in general don't like to keep asking people to do things for them. But if you go and you say, what can I do? Do you have something you need moved? Do you want that chair, any kind of chair moved? It's easier. And I think there's probably some older people that have things in their house they'd love to have taken care of, and they just don't want to ask.
And the National Senior Citizen Day, August 21st, that's a Saturday, so that would be a great day to go to a senior center. And some senior centers, you obviously have to call in advance and schedule to come in and see what their needs are, what the requirements or restrictions are. But let's raise up the whole Great News Media family to be involved wherever they're
that.
At.
I love that. Let's make this a great month. Okay. Keep reading, Karen. Keep going.
Okay. Encourage others on social media to do something nice for a senior citizen during the month of August. Think of all the silly things you post on your social media accounts. Instead of sharing another silly video, let friends know National Senior Citizen Day is approaching.
Okay, everyone, the gauntlet is being dropped.
I love it.
We want to use social media throughout the coming month of August to highlight and feature and honor our seniors.
There's lots of senior citizens in neighborhoods, in facilities, everywhere.
Donate to a charity that supports seniors.
Mm-hmm.
Help an older adult do something special. Is there something that the elderly person in your life had always wanted to do? Help them fulfill their dream or check something off their retirement bucket list. Research your family tree.
You know what? I'm going to jump in again.
Okay.
You know, just asking the senior that you maybe know well, maybe it's your grandparents, maybe it's somebody that you're just meeting in a facility, tell me about your dreams to fulfill your bucket list. And you might be surprised or intrigued by what they're going to share or say or talk about.
Yeah.
Remember that movie? Wasn't it The Bucket List, where the two gentlemen, I can't remember their names, but they were, you know, they were seniors and, you know, they each had their own bucket list.
That's great.
And, you know, I think it's important to remember that people that we associate have those visions and those ideas that they would like to do.
That's true.
And oftentimes, if we don't ask, we miss out on hearing all this history or what they went through, what it was like going through the Depression.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, you had to get booklets. You had to have stamps to get sugar or whatever it was.
Yeah, right. Green stamps. Yeah. You remember the green stamps?
Oh, yes, S&H green stamps.
Yep,
you
yep.
bet.
Okay, research your family tree. Do you know the names of your great-grandparents? What about your great-great-grandparents? Mm. Ask the oldest adults living in your family to share stories about your ancestors. Visit your parents or grandparents. The time that we have with our parents and grandparents is limited. Mm. If you're lucky enough to have grandparents or great-grandparents, National Senior Citizen Day is a great excuse to spend time with them.
Hmm.
There are plenty of seniors who are using their free time to volunteer in your community. They are reading to kids at school, serving meals at funerals, and watering trees in public parks. Take a moment to say thank you to these people who are making the most out of their retirement.
I like that.
And most likely, older people played an essential role in your childhood. Use National Senior Citizen Day as a time to celebrate, thank, and acknowledge the elderly people in your life whose contributions led to strong families and communities. Tell them about the difference they made in your life and take this opportunity to make a difference in theirs.
That's nice, Karen. And the byline is Dr. Karen Rothgert, Amber Glenn Alzheimer's Special Care Center Community Resource Director, is a certified dementia life coach, educator, and registered licensed dietitian. Contact her at Karen, that's K-A-R-E-N, @JEASeniorLiving.com or at 217-384-0100.
That's 217-384-0100. Well, thank you, Karen, and thank you, Stacy. Welcome to our area. Thank you for sharing and helping us become a little more aware of what Amber Glenn does here in the greater Urbana area. I know you have residents from all over the area, and you provide this very specialized service, and it really has become a ministry to the people and their families. As oftentimes, what do we do with mother or grandfather that's losing his memory?
Sure.
How do we allow them to continue to be respected and honored
Absolutely.
And cared for, even when their reality is maybe a little different from the norm? And
well, I think we all want to be cared and respected for, no matter what state we end up in.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
We really do.
And Stacy, it just so happened that you were honoring your grandmother when we
know,
started the program.
So
isn't that neat how that kind of worked out? And
okay, I'm real excited about what you said, Mark, about everybody on our listening area deciding to use this month of August, lay down the gauntlet, that's how you said it, to really get out there and just look in your neighborhood, just down the street, wherever. What can you do? What little things can you do? Or if they're open, go and visit one of the senior living facilities if they're accepting visitors.
And I like that it can be as simple as a task of, hey, let me go up into the attic and bring stuff down because maybe they're
just
impaired from climbing ladders or climbing steps.
Can't get to the dishes at the top of the cabinet or whatever it is. And people are not, especially of that generation, going to run around asking everybody to help.
Yeah.
That's not their typical mode of operation.
Yeah, you really need to initiate and just love on them. I think it's as simple as sitting down and saying, grandma or maybe it's a neighbor.
Yeah.
Tell me some of the stories from the 30s or the 40s.
Yeah.
Or what was it like before TV? Or,
that's right. You may be surprised.
Now,
right here.
Now, what's this? There was a phone. It was limited to the wall, and you had to use your finger, and you had to dial it. What
How
does that look
you
like?
Manage? Yeah. Remember that song? Tell me about the good old days.
Yeah.
So, you could think about that and just want to learn about the good old days. And it's the little things that make a difference.
It is.
It is. And we can all impact our seniors. We can love on them and we can be a part of their lives or just make a new friend. Maybe it's a neighbor. Maybe it's somebody in a care facility. Maybe it's somebody that you can join with your parents and initiate and go down the street and find out where's that senior living that maybe you've never been introduced before.
So, Mark, we got to remember this whole month of August every now and then bring this up.
Yep. And August 21st is officially National Senior Citizen Day. That's Saturday, August 21. Well, here's a song to close out our program to honor our seniors. It's sung by the Judds, and it's titled Grandpa, Tell Me About the Good Old Days. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Sometimes it feels like this world's gone crazy. Grandpa, take me back to yesterday, when the line between right and wrong didn't seem so hazy. Did lovers really fall in love to stay? Stand beside each other, come what may. Promise really something people kept, not just something they would say. Families really bow their heads to pray. Daddy's really
really bad.